Hello, loyal listeners. This is a disclaimer that in this episode, we discuss sexual abuse just after the ad break. If you or anyone you know is a survivor of sexual abuse, please find the resources in the show notes and know that Erica or I can be a resource for you as well. Thank you for your continued support and on with the show.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Erica. And welcome to Priestesses Prescribe,
a self-discovery podcast based in mystical wellness.
We came together as priestesses from different backgrounds and modalities with a common mission:
to empower and support you on your intuitive journey.
We'll aim to prepare you for the energies of the new and full moons every month, while expanding on themes that will connect you with your highest self.
The priestesses have written you the prescription. All you have to do is take it.
Now, let's start our ritual. Hey, Alex.
Hi, Erica. What's going on?
We're entering Virgo season, which is interesting. Basically, that means summer is over.
Yeah.
Back to school. That sucks a little.
I mean, it does, and it doesn't. The fall is great too.
As a summer baby, I don't enjoy the fall, because then there's winter, which then takes forever, and then eventually spring decides to rear its head, and then summer. It just takes forever to get back to summer, and that bothers me. But here we are.
Well, sure. I mean, I personally love fall. Like, okay. I've always loved the fall, and I don't know why. October is my favorite month.
Really?
Always.
Is it Halloween? Is that what it is?
No. Okay. No, I'm not even really a Halloween person. I'm like always a hippie. I'm like, oh, okay. I have a tie-dye shirt. Even as a kid, I like never really cared. It's more about the foliage, the smell.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I like the energy of fall, especially New York. It's just so beautiful and crisp. It's the best weather, I think. I love fall fashion.
Okay.
Like, let me count the ways. I really love fall.
Okay.
So.
Well, you will love fall for the both of us.
Sure.
Love
fall. I will love fall for all of you.
Yeah, please.
I love it enough to love it for all of our listeners, truly.
When I lived in the Caribbean, it was like the happiest time because fall did not exist. It was literally rainy season and dry season and hot all the time. I was like, this life makes sense to me. So please love fall for the rest of us. Granted, I love a fabulous leather boot though.
Yeah.
That I do love. Everything else I can do away with for fall. So
I understand. I mean, I like the memories of fall too. I don't know. I really love everything about it.
Okay.
I was like adamant that we get married in October. Adamant.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because it's just,
you really do love fall. Well, thank you for confirming that for all of us.
I really wanted something to like solidify why I love fall so much.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leszek was not really into it. Like, he was like, it's going to be cold. And I'm like, no, it's not. We're just going to manifest it.
I love it. I love it. Alex loves fall for all of us, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to force you all to love it at my wedding. Our wedding, I should say. He did have a say.
He did. He totally did. Hey. He proposed, obviously. A wedding is bound to happen.
Oh, we got engaged in October.
Oh, so, wow. Well, you are the poster child for autumn.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Love it. Love it.
So anyway, new moon in Virgo ushers in fall, ushers in that feeling of back to school. Yes, let's get back into organizational prioritization, let's say. That's sun and moon in Virgo, hands down. So I actually think it's really funny when you look at the astrological impacts or the reflection that we have with the cosmos when you look at things like, okay, Virgo season is back to school, like no better a time. You know, we have more focus. We want to be checking things off a to-do list. We want to be learning new things. It's very mercurial energy, which is so cool. It's like we have the capacity again to like learn new things, which I think is really beautiful. The sun and the moon in Virgo are also trining Uranus and Taurus right now. Uranus and Taurus has been a story for us really all year, but in more of a, let's say, expect the unexpected, which can go kind of either way. But with this trine in Uranus, it's a little bit more, it's all earth energy and things feel like bright and new. And it's sort of the positive effects of like a brand new book bag. Like a brand new sneaker, whatever you're wearing to back to school. Again, Eric and I are out of school for the time being.
Yeah, for the time
being. Like a new notebook. But this is a good way to be inventive about new habits. You know, is there anything that, especially with the last new moon, that you saw from a health perspective? Virgo is definitely a time to be more focused on the routines and the habitual nature of our health, which is, you know, how we make new habits. It's over a period of time. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen just by manifesting. It happens with the consistent showing up and effort. So this is a really cool time to work on yourself and not to the level of perfection, which isn't achievable. So to all of you Virgoan natured people, heed my cry. Perfection is not attainable. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
No, but that was a wonderful message even for those who are not Virgos, because you can get into that perfectionist mode and it really is, it's very harmful to the mental health, which takes us directly in to the tarot for this moon. So the new moon in Virgo, the card that represented itself is the Four of Cups. And I'm specifically looking at the illustration of the Fountain Tarot deck, and it is of an energy that is sitting down, very much so contemplating worry, struggle, maybe the philosophical aspects of life, but a very pensive look on their face. And you can tell that there's just some kind of struggle. So the Four of Cups is really just about withdrawal, retreating, checking for alignment, checking to assess your health needs, specifically your mental health. So this is a really great time to assess your levels of anxiety, your levels of depression, any kind of trauma flashbacks that you may be having, any PTSD or any new traumas that may be triggering you. And the reason why I say this is because summer was lovely, and although it was a beautiful time of what should have been joy and abundance and lots of other things, life still happens. And even in the midst of warmer weather, trauma can still find you. Childhood things can still creep up, and anxiety and depression are very much so real things. So just taking a moment to sit, to process, to assess where you are as we transition and enter to a new season, really important, because even in the beauty of autumn, we also understand that the next season is winter, and winter is when a lot of us struggle. We saw that in 2020, just with COVID, with being indoors, with it being cold. So this card is really like a preparation card. Hey, summer's over, we're entering fall. What are the seasonal patterns? What are the seasonal traumas that you may experience, that you continue to experience year after year because you've yet to heal them? And let's take an active role in healing the trauma by preparing and aligning the support and help that we need. So I'll stop there before we go into the prescription.
When I tell you I found Confidence Co. at the perfect time, I am not exaggerating. My digestive issues have always come and gone since I was a teen, but nothing worse than when I transitioned from pescatarian and dairy-free to gluten-free plus eating meat and cheese again this past January. Did you get all that? Not to mention, this came at a really stressful time for our family, not the ideal time to switch up a diet. I fortuitously met Confidence co-founder Lexi Ayasa at this time and learned what digestive enzymes even are. So if you're not familiar, digestive enzymes are already made by our body to break down the foods we eat. But as we age, take antibiotics, or change our diet constantly, hello, our bodies don't make the sufficient amount to digest the foods we eat anymore. So once I got the Hero Product digestive enzymes, they helped me immediately. I feel empowered to eat what I want versus scared of the aftermath. And pulling out the cute pack from my purse feels really fun instead of like an embarrassing pill bottle, which always inspires a, what's that? So this just looks like a little gum pack. It's very discreet. So I'm excited to give you access to the food freedom I now have at a discount. Use code PRIESTESS for 15% off your order at theconfidence.co. This extra boost can go a really long way, hence that confidence. Again, use code PRIESTESS for 15% off your order at www.theconfidence.co. Now, on to the show.
Anything to add, Alex?
Well, it's really interesting you say that because I was just reflecting about certain falls in my life, certain autumns, and some of them were not so great when I was in high school. Actually, I've never really shared this, but I feel compelled to share it with you and all of you. But I lost my virginity to someone that I did not want to lose it to, and I said no. And it happened anyway. I've never really classified it or said that it is or is not that label that I think you all are thinking right now. But in many ways, I think I just sort of buried that and never really addressed how that I didn't address it until way later. I have addressed it since into how that sort of informed my sexual relationships with men and how it informs my orientation towards the opposite sex as it does with trauma. It sort of like rears its ugly head. I used to be very much like in a haze of, let's say, alcohol or drugs or whatever it was to sort of mask and bury that pain. So it's weird that I love that season so much because it actually did harbor some pretty deep wounds for me, to be honest.
One, thank you for sharing that. I never take anyone sharing their stories of survivalhood, especially when it comes to any kind of sexual anything, lightly. So before I say anything, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. This is a safe space for you to share that story. And whatever did occur was obviously not your fault. So just in case no one ever told you that, I want to do so because that's important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's the conundrum of trauma, right? Mm-hmm. And that is the stickiness of what they call like Stockholm syndrome, in that sense of Stockholm syndrome is very specific to always having sort of a love or emotional connection to your abuser. But I feel as if Stockholm syndrome can also be represented to like times. It could be represented to places. It could be represented in seasons. So it's almost like you were saying, like you love autumn, but then how can you have such a love for a season where something so horrific happened? Yeah. Whereas for someone else, if they were, let's say, in a domestic dispute, how can you say that you still are so in love with that significant other, but they were physically harming you? So again, that's the fascinating thing of trauma, that you can have such a deep admiration, appreciation for a time, space, thing, person, but then still harbor interesting emotions to other aspects of the noun or situation.
That is actually so true. Like, I've never thought about it like that. I'm really glad I told you. Well, one, because you know a lot about this area and you're such an expert in it because of your own experience. But yeah, that's like literally exactly what It is. And I think for me, to get married during that time is like the ultimate reclaiming of my power back. I have like the chills all over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And but see, again, it's think how our episodes come full circle, because it was the Cancer episode where we spoke about decorating your shell. And this, you in this season getting married in October is literally putting a diamond on a scar and making it something new, a completely new story. So it's beautiful. And I'm happy that one, you are in awareness of the trauma. Two, you sought help for the struggle. And then three, in your survivalhood, you're changing the narrative, which is all that survivalhood is about.
Right. And you're so good at that. I think the way, one of the first things I noticed about you is how you told your story in such a way that like you had conquered something, even though you don't claim to like be done learning or by any means be, but like you had at least said it or spoke your story in such a powerful way, as if to reclaim.
Thank you for saying that. And you know, it's interesting in being in a place of, I don't want to say being far removed from it, because it will never, it's a soul scar. So right. It follows you every day and even from lifetime to lifetime. But I do wonder some days like, okay, my awareness of it came 10 years ago. I'm in a really good place now. I'm very hyper aware of just triggers, trauma, anything that could bring it up, which is why it's so maintained. But the beauty of vulnerability and the beauty of the cycle of healing is that you know that this shoe is going to drop eventually, you know? So some days I really do wonder, like, what's going to be the situation, the thing, the flashback that sort of breaks me down for a moment? And I don't know the answer to that. So I'm appreciative of the fact that people sort of look to me as like, I don't like the word expert, so I'm totally not going to use it, but just a standard of survivalhood. But I am full of humility enough to know that it's going to hit me again, you know? And that's just a part of the journey for all of us. Yeah. Here we are.
It really sucks.
It does suck, but that's the beauty of decorating your shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true. I remember when, I'm sure you probably felt like this during the Me Too movement, but it's like adding another story to the pile felt like, I don't know, it felt really like weird to me. Like I don't feel like I ever really have shared this in a public way ever, because I just was like, I don't want people to think that I am, I don't know, even though it was an authentic thing for me, I just felt like, I felt inauthentic sharing at that time, I guess.
Yeah. And I completely understand that. And even in understanding it, it's still so fascinating that with that movement, with the amount of women that came forth, with the amount of women and men and non-binary identified individuals, that there's still so many stories to be shared about that kind of trauma. And for me, it just, one speaks to the horrors of humanity in a way, because it's just like, why can we all collectively come together over this kind of abuse? That is a world issue. It's a humanitarian issue. So I understand, timing is everything. And I thank you for sharing. And it's, but I do understand you don't want to feel like another one, you know, because it's weird. It feels weird, but your story is yours and your story is true. And no matter when you share it, it always helps someone.
Well, folks, we did not anticipate it was going to go this direction. I did not anticipate not at all. It was going to go this direction. Bring it back to a prescription, please.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But you know what? The prescription is perfect. And this goes back to the divine energy of this world, because a prescription is to get your wellness team together, right? Autumn, different seasons, different times, going into winter, it triggers things, we feel things, it can be a lot. So rather than go into the cycle unprepared, going into this cycle with a lack of awareness and wisdom, let's get our team together. If you need a checkup, get one. If you need to schedule monthly sessions with your therapist, I'm talking to myself, schedule that. If you need a reading done by Alex and I, call us, text us, DM us, whatever, whoever is in your wellness team, get it together, get everybody together. So as we enter a season of hibernation, as we enter a season of colder weather, as we enter a season that may bring up really tough feelings, that we have our preventative measures in place. And it doesn't have to be as deep as like the trauma stuff. Like if you need to schedule your massages, do that. If you need to schedule your lash appointments in advance, do that too. You know, just be sure to get all of your ducks in a row, because it's no reason for these seasons to take us over in a way that they have done year after year after year, because we are in a different place. We are a part of this lovely priestesses prescribed community, and we're going to hold each other accountable to moving through this season in the healthiest way possible.
Absolutely. If you need any recommendations from us, we can put together that list. Maybe we should share that broadly somewhere.
That's a great idea. Love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we both have a great therapist we can totally recommend. I know sometimes it can feel a little bit tough when you're starting that journey without any recommendations or without any starting point. So we're happy to help provide that.
Yeah.
And I don't get my lashes done anymore because they ruin my lashes, but Erica can suggest that. I say with wistful. I loved that time in my life.
Yes. I can help you with your lashes. I know some really great places. But then also in Alex's bravery and sharing about her experience and that her experience with sexual trauma. If any of you have any struggles or coming into revelations, I have been honored to have a few of you reach out to me as the very first person you've told about your sexual abuse trauma. So if any of you are in need of support, it is not too heavy for me. Like, this is a part of my purpose, specifically this area. So if you need support, if you need encouraging words, if you need counsel, if you need just love, please feel free to reach out to me. I am here as your sister in survivalhood to help you through a liberating, but then also a very tough journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So grateful to know you and receive your wisdom in this area, healing, support, just by listening, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you all for listening too. Mm-hmm. And look, life is full of the good and the bad.
Right. The good and
it's
the
still
bad.
A blessing either way.
Definitely. We love you all. I mean, we're here for you.
Talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.